CHNC Special Edition, Fire in Colorado Springs, by Erin Osborne, published on January 17, 2017. On January 12, 1900, the thriving business district of Tejon Street in Colorado Springs was rocked by a fire. The fire was noticed around 4 a.m. by a waiter working at the Blue Front restaurant. It apparently originated in the basement and soon consumed much of the Nichols & Co. block of the street. There was a high wind that night, and the fire was severe and difficult enough to control, that not only were the professional firefighters, which had only been established in 1894, alerted, but also the volunteer firefighters. In Colorado Springs in 1900, the act of putting out a fire was much harder than it is today. While there were horse-driven fire wagons with steam engines available at the time, images indicate that Colorado Springs still at times utilized the man-pulled hose on a spool-like apparatus that was attached to two large wheels. The pressure required to move the water through the hose was done by a hand-cranked engine. The water was provided by a reservoir northwest of town and piped through town into its 20 fire hydrants. Through their best efforts, the professional and volunteer firefighters were able to contain the fire to the Nichols & Co. block only and extinguish the fire fully by 8 a.m. that morning. The main victims of the fire were the May Clothing Company, with a monetary loss of $80,000, the Nepal Grocery Company, with a loss of $20,000, and the Waite Shoe Company, also with a loss of $20,000, due to water and smoke damage. Other smaller businesses were also affected by the fire. The total loss was originally estimated at $140,000, but a later report gave the amount as $159,000. Today, we are very grateful for the amazing willingness of the men and women who protect us from fire and make our lives safer. We can also greatly appreciate the men that not only had to put out the fires, but also pull the one-ton fire reel to the scene and then fight the fire. Truly incredible.